Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, great to be with you on this Monday morning. And again, hope you're enjoying your summer, which is going by much too fast. A lot going on in politics, as usual. But before I do that, I want to have an abrupt topic change here. Happened to go up on the Internet this morning, and I found this story. It's about a company called Truth Finder. You can go to truthfinder.com. It's scary on one hand, and yet on the other hand, it's really, it's kind of awesome. I don't use that word very much. But Google can pretty much search out a lot of the things, but they can't do what Truth Finder finds. And I thought this was fascinating enough. In fact, I haven't had a chance to go up on myself yet, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. There are as many as 57%. This is from an article this morning. Let me see who the writer is. Sorry about that. Don't have the source, but it's not yours truly. You want to clear that up. 50% of Americans keep their eye on their online reputation, and 46% admit to using the Internet to look up someone from their past. I do that all the time. I'm interested in looking up people's income, certain details, not like Facebook. I hate Facebook. But Google, even though people, you know, have been saying, and I have, wow, it's amazing what they can show up, when it comes to finding personal information, that a lot of people are talking about it being creepy or scary or awesome, as I said, it's this True Finder. And it will cover everything. If you want to know anything about someone, seeing them, and I say this figuratively, undressed, this is the site. Whether it's a speeding ticket, failing to stop at a stop sign, if you had a run-in with the law, if you've been arrested, if you've screwed up once or twice, it'll be there. One in four Americans, kind of a scary number, one in four Americans has an arrest or a criminal record. I want to tell you I'm in the group of three, so you don't have to check me out. This website is now revealing the full scope of millions of Americans can go through hundreds of millions of public records in a matter of minutes. And these records can be searched for finding sensitive information like criminal traffic and arrest records, as I said. And they're able to check as many records as they want. You know, you may want to check it on your family, on friends, on enemies. Got a couple of people I'm looking forward to checking this on when I'm done. In fact, I may get nothing done today, but I may stay on Truth Finder all day. You know, before if you needed somebody's, say, arrest records, it involved a lot of work. You need to know where the arrest records were located. Then you need to travel to the appropriate county court and fill out all this paperwork. So unless it's really important, you'd never bother, and then you'd have to wait for the results. So searching arrest records could take a long, long time. And what if somebody's hiding an arrest in an unknown country? You might find that as well. Background checks are simple, and with a few clicks of the mouse, you can find detailed and explicit information. I remember growing up how difficult it was to find information on people. I, in one of my ingenious exploits, trying to pay my way through college, there was a lucky license number contest on the radio. It was from a big radio station in Boston. And they'd announce a lucky license number winner. You get $150 if you get to the studio before 1 hour. And I remember calling the registries. And even then it was difficult, but I said, I really need this license number. They gave it to me. I called the people, and I would say in more than half the cases, they were able to supply me. I was able to convince them to go into the radio studio and pick up their money. Pretty clever, huh? Paid for a couple of terms of college with that until I took the contest off the air because they were suspicious. I mean, back then it was difficult to even get information. There are lots of examples about how this website can be used, and if you want to check it out, you can find the article by going to Google and Truth Finder. I'm just amazed by the amount of information that could be uncovered, and it's a great everyday tool. You can use it to look up addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, income, assets. Most of the income you can get if you Google someone's name in and click on Wikipedia, but you can get anybody's income with this, not just big celebrities. So the report came back with an interactive map of local sex offenders. Now, you use it for this. It's terrific in people's neighborhoods. People have used this to locate these sex offenders. I mean, it's really an amazing tool. And I'd like to hear from you out there how it is after you've used it. It's truthfinder.com. I'd recommend it to my family. And in spite of the few downsides to it, you know, your information is accessible anyway, so there's nothing you can do about it. Make sure you're prepared for the consequences if you find something you don't want to see. So just click on truthfinder.com. That's truthfinder.com. I was taken by that article, and I thought I'd inform people out there. So here we begin another Monday loaded with controversy. Obamacare and Jared Kushner and Donald Trump Jr. And as I said, it's never going to end. What will end at some point here is the situation regarding Obamacare. And the Republicans would have been able to pass something if they were unified in their efforts. Unfortunately, they're not smart enough to be. There's too much fighting within the party. There's the Rand Paul part of it. Then there's the Mitch McConnell-Trump part of it. And quite frankly, I'm really in the Rand Paul camp with Ted Cruz and a few other astute people who say repeal and replace. I understand that the way this bill is now rewritten, there'll be some changes, but there's not really anything in there that's replace. So I asked a naive question to myself, as I did as a little kid growing up, and my father talked about the basics of money and finance, and I said, Dad, if people want more money, why don't we just print it? Well, I have to admit, some do, and you can find them on Truth Finder. But it's not quite that simple. You've got political interests. You've got interests that are involved in your own career, to your constituency, and to your country. And how do you go about resolving this? I believe many people will be voting or will not be voting for a bill that they don't really believe in. So a lot of things going on, as there are every day here in this crazy world. And we're going to talk about some of them as we come back from a break. One is the security clearance of Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
Are you sincere when you say I love you?
All right, back to the blasphemy, I guess, and the contradictory events in politics, and some of it is just based upon stupidity. Now, let me preface this section right here. Preface this segment by saying Alan Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley, two pretty liberal, extraordinary lawyers, again, have come down on the side of Trump regarding all of these investigations into the collaboration with Russia, the supposed collaboration, and now Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner's involvement. I'm going to say it again. I'll say it again. No crime has been committed. It is not against the law to try to procure information. I can't believe the cries for treason coming out when Barack Obama is free, traveling around the world and idolized, and the Clintons are still worshipped for everything from rape to embezzlement to treason. What does this tell you about a large enough segment of people in this country who just don't really care? They don't want to listen to the facts. The Republicans on the House Committee Appropriations Committee turned down two attempts last week by Democrats to revoke the security clearance of Jared Kushner, knowing the debate over Kushner's access to the nation's secrets will only grow louder in the coming weeks. One GOP member said, "You can't defend the indefensible." Now, let me make a distinction between what happened, and no, I do not have all the facts, except that a lot of my argument is based upon emotion, because Clinton, Obama, they can all commit treason, all of these people, and it's just blown away. You never hear of it again. You know what I'd do if I had a responsible position in Congress? I'd say enough of this. Enough is enough. Let's get lawsuits going on Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, Maxine Waters of California, Lois Lerner, Loretta Lynch, Comey, of course, who's now already being investigated, but nothing's going to come of that. And a whole bunch of other Democrats who have shamed this country, Susan Rice. And what are they talking about? A non-crime issue. Not the greatest optics when it comes to perception and what should have been done and what shouldn't have been done, and how Donald Trump Jr.'s supposed naivety lured him into this situation. Jared Kushner, same thing. But what I do agree with, and it's just my opinion, and I know you can go back and look at Robert Kennedy, he's the Attorney General. But what I do take issue with is Trump's appointments of family, whether it's Ivanka, either official or unofficial, Jared, and his son Donald Trump Jr. I'm not really quite sure how smart Donald Trump Jr. is to get involved in an area they shouldn't be involved in. Now Trump is being forced into a situation where he's defending his son, and yet he's going to have difficulty defending himself because of the tremendous hatred that's been built up. So I've had two suggestions. One is for the Republicans to stand up and say, let's go after every single one of these Democrats and get a special prosecutor, special investigation, because they can do it. They have the power. What a gutless bunch of jellyfishes. They're disgusting. You know, I look at Trey Gowdy, who I had and I still have tremendous respect for. He can never get anything done that results in a conviction. Why is that? Is it because there's not enough evidence? Not true. Or is it because the forces of the real power in Washington are against them? I suspect that's the answer. So, why was Donald Trump Jr., either prior to or subsequent to Trump's election, be allowed to wander into these murky waters? You think that every president will learn. And I put the blame on Trump because all he has to do is say, go back and continue to build the empire. Didn't work out that way, did it? And now as we're looking at this, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, one of the most offensive people on the face of this earth, her two amendments to a 2018 appropriations bill was simply a political stunt. That was said by John Culbertson, and its true security clearances do not fall within the jurisdiction of this committee. Yet Wasserman looked at Schultz's tragedy. Wasserman Schultz, challenger, that protecting the American people from the threat of hostile foreign interference isn't something that should be considered controversial or political. Democrats are doing this stuff all of the time and getting away with it all of the time. Kushner is in a position he shouldn't be in. And Trump has put too much trust, I think, in his immediate family, because he can't even trust the people in his organization. And when I say distrust, I don't mean that there'll be any malicious behavior. But doesn't it appear to you, like it appears to me, that he's lost the confidence and trust of his vice president, Mike Pence, who's accumulating data and putting together things so that he may either inherit this or run for president? Well, what about Jeff Sessions, someone I've had tremendous respect for through the years? You don't hear anything about him anymore. He'd be a great attorney general. Disappeared. Why aren't you beginning cases against Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton? Lock them up. There's nothing that's being done. Can you imagine if the Democrats own the House, the Senate, and the presidency, how bad it would be? All right, we're coming back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
You're the greatest, you're the loving end, you're the greatest, number one, my friend, you're the highest hill, wildest thrill, and so divine.
It's a beautiful song, and I bet most people don't even know it. Billy Scott, You're the Greatest. So, back here with this issue of nepotism, and whether it should be allowed or not allowed. I personally don't think it should. Because you've got ownership of business. Who's running the business? How much influence do these relatives have in the White House over your top staff members? You know, internally, I think things are really a mess. But you know what I say? Look at the stock market. Look at Trump's trip to France, an apparent huge success, even though they never stopped shaking hands. So you're talking about nepotism. Kushner is a perfect example of it. 36, 37 years old. Comes from a family, not Trump's wealth, but you know, when you're in the billionaire category, I guess that qualifies you for Ivanka Trump. Long real estate experience, but for some reason, Trump thinks he can pretty much do anything. And what happens when you get into a fracas and you get into what could be a political issue like this and people say, it's time to let Kushner go. Or it's time not to let Donald Jr. involved in issues in the White House. And the White House senior advisor only recently disclosed that this meeting in the White House, Donald Trump Jr. held with parties bearing information put forth by an intermediary as part of Russia and its government, and that was support for Trump. Kushner was privy to that pitch in advance when he received those words in an email Trump forwarded to him. That is Trump Jr. Investigators are trying to decide whether the campaign's digital operation, which Kushner directed, steered Russian efforts towards certain battleground states. And Donald Sr. is just effusive in his praise of his family. But you can't mix the two. Can't mix the two. I don't know whether this where this goes, but I will say this much at this time. You know how you say it's the cover up, not the crime itself. It's very frequently true that these people, when they're caught, quote, with their pants down, they're just stupid enough not to confess. Here's a problem with Donald Trump Jr.'s behavior and probably Jared Kushner's from what I can see. They're committing no criminal activity, but they are lying to cover up. What are they covering up? And can't you guys figure out that it's best the first time to step up, cough up the information, and you'll generally be before a forgiving public. You'll never be before a forgiving Democrat Party. Come to grips with these issues. But you know, it's like having a kid, and you want to you want that kid to avoid all the pitfalls of life that you've been through, and they can't do it because it's human nature to go through these experiences, and it'll be repeated generation after generation. Kushner, put in place by Donald Trump Sr. to broker a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians, is just, it's ridiculous. When you got a guy, and I don't like Jim Baker because he hates Israel, but he's one of the most confident and successful secretaries of state. And he's still got all of his marbles. Donald Trump doesn't seek out these people. And if he finds these people, he tends to overrule them. So I think most of Trump's problems are personality issues. Still no crime, ladies and gentlemen. No crime. So where do we go in this case with Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner? How serious is it? And there are people coming on saying it makes Watergate look like a pimple. Well, I think it's the other way around. But exaggeration should never be underestimated within the ranks of the political in Washington. There's an understanding that intentionally withholding, misrepresenting, or falsifying information could have a negative effect on all this stuff, security clearance, employment prospects, job status. Kushner not only failed to reveal meetings with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, but with Sergei Gorko. He's involved with the Russian government as well. Would you say that for this particular venture, that Jared Kushner and Donald Trump are out of their league, Donald Trump Jr.? At least the president is getting a crash course by traveling all over the world, meeting with leaders, accomplishing what he can accomplish domestically, and he could accomplish a lot more if he, quote, played ball. Then there's the emotional side of it. Why would you play ball with these scumbag progressives? These are tough decisions. He's got pressure inside from McConnell and Ryan, who both should be fired from their job. Years ago in the 1950s TV series, William Bendix in The Life of Riley used to say to his wife Babs, his son Junior, his daughter Babs, and his wife, and every time there was a problem, he'd say, "What a revolting development this is." I'm still saying it. Kushner's security clearance is not something the current director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, will want to rescind. And yet it can't be defended. It's in like that twilight zone. Kushner doesn't need to know the nation's secrets. He's got a lot to do at the White House. His, quote, Mideast peace deals on the back burner. That peace deal's never going to get done. When someone says, whatever agreement we reach, we're going to destroy you, well, why would you even continue the topic? There are people we don't need. It's like Putin taking a stand on Islam in his country, fundamental Islam, and putting it into clear language. This is Russia. These are our ways. You come here and learn Russia and conform to our culture. no Sharia law. We're not appeasing you for anything. He said that's why there will never be an influx of Muslims into his country. Yeah, he's got the Chechens to deal with and an incident here or there of fundamental Islamic terrorism. And you want to be critical when you say Putin isn't a great leader? I'll say it right here. He's a great leader. He made you-know-what out of Barack Obama. Trump trying to hold his own. I'm not sure where that's going yet. All right, we're going to get our first guest on, our only guest this morning, Harvey Young, after a break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is Chicken Soup for Your Business Soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, our final segment, and always a joyful segment for me when I have one, as I do every year. Harvey Young, third generation, a real family business. And boy, I'll tell you, you can tell the difference when you walk into Harvey Young's bike, the auto rental shop. It's Young's Bicycle Shop, established in 1931. I want to give you the website. It's Young's. BicycleShop.com. I don't have to spell it out for you. It's located almost as you get off the boat right there in Nantucket. And I guess I've been a very, very, very satisfied client for going on 9 years there. When I go to Nantucket, I don't even think about going anywhere else. And Harvey, it's so wonderful to have you back. It seems like we do this every couple of months.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's a pleasure and an honor to talk with you this morning.
Yeah, it sounds like we're repeating ourselves, but every year we've got different listeners, different groups, and people ask me where they should go for vacation. I tell them I always recommend Nantucket. There's no finer vacation spot, in at least in the world that I perceive, than Nantucket. And it's good to know about the restaurants you eat at, the hotels you stay at, the boat lines you take, all these little details. Tell us a little bit about Young's Bicycle Shop and how it's been a successful generation-to-generation family operation.
Well, yes, sure, Stu, and I think it is okay to repeat ourselves for what I do. We try to do the same thing over and over again for years. My grandfather started renting bicycles in Nantucket back in 1931. His son, my dad, took over the business in the late 50s. My siblings and I have been running it until recently, and I'm hoping the next generation will try to help us in the future to continue renting bicycles and cars and Jeeps right out here on Nantucket.
What percent of your business is renting bicycles? What percent is renting Jeeps?
I would say we're about 60% on the bicycles and about 30% on cars and Jeeps. And then there's a little bit left over for labor and maintenance and selling parts and accessories, that type of thing.
How big a staff do you have, Harvey? Because every time I've been there, and I've always enjoyed coming in, it's always a thrill for me to get off that boat and come over to see you. Looks like a happy group, and it looks like you're constantly active. How big a staff do you have to help you out?
Well, I've got a good-sized staff. You know, seasonally in the summer, we're going to have 35 to 40 at the most on the staff. I've got about 6 hardcore on the management team that are year-round full-time employees. But of that larger number, a lot of them are part-time. It's all very seasonal for the summer. And a few local high school kids, a few visiting summer kids, and some young adults that come and help us out. So about 35 to 40 W-2 forms is what I'll be sending out at the end of the year.
Well, your business speaks for itself. It's success. I asked you before we went on, how many bad, do you ever have any bad years? And you're having another great year, and the bad years are generic to anybody. The hurricane season, when that hit several times, I mean, obviously, nobody's doing business. And then, of course, the dreadful crash of the stock market. How difficult is it to sustain your reliability, the operation of your success? Because there's always someone else around the corner looking to knock off the top guy.
You know, one of the things we've tried to do is that pretty boring term of just keeping it simple. I don't change it up too much, although I got to keep up with the times with the latest equipment and stuff. But we try to just stick to having a really nice bicycle that works really well and lots of them. I'm fortunate now to be able to get Jeep Wranglers and Jeeps from a local dealer out here, so I have dependable vehicles, and we try to stick to that. It is competitive. We're on a block where there are three bicycle shops all in the same block, so you know, you got to stay sharp, you got to stay on your toes, and you got to keep your pencil sharp.
How much, you know, we only, and this is the way it should be for any business. No customer, no patron, no client wants to deal with the bad part of a business that goes on, the difficult part. I mean, yours looks simple. You just go in, everybody's in a great mood, you get your rental. But how difficult is it, and how many problems do you have to confront during the course of a day, a week, a summer?
Well, you know, behind the scenes, there's always challenges, whether it's getting supplies from a vendor on time, or whether it's getting parts that you need, or challenges with personnel. You know, when you get more than 30 people together, occasionally not everyone gets along. So, you know, on the management team, we like to say we just have little miniature fire extinguishers we carry around. So you want to try to put those little fires out before they get raging.
How big a variety do you have of bikes? For example, you don't need mountain bikes. But how big a variety do you have of bikes out there and of autos, and Jeeps and cars?
Well, for the rental bikes, once again, we keep it fairly simple. I've got a really nice Cannondale hybrid that actually the company Cannondale has custom-made those for us. They're ideal for Nantucket. They're comfortable. They do really well on the paved bike path. So I've got a hybrid. A few people like the mountain bike. You know, we don't have mountains out here, but there is a lot of natural areas, dirt roads, and off-road riding where you can do. So we offer some mountain bikes. And then, almost the most important, I've got a full line for all the kids, from a little 12-inch with training wheels right on up for all-size kids' bikes. And we love to help take care of families. So we try to have everything for a family.
Got about 30 seconds to go. A closing comment, something I haven't asked you.
Something you haven't asked me?
Yeah, would I put you on the spot?
No. I think what we would want to say is, like, what's special or what's different about Nantucket this year? And it seems like one of the highlights this summer is they've been sighting whales from the beach down on the South Shore. I don't know, the last 10 days or 2 weeks. Both humpback whales and right whales have been visible from the beach, and people are really getting a lot of joy out of seeing that.
All right, and lots to talk about Nantucket. Most of you know about it. It's really, I'm telling you, it is the greatest place to go for vacation. Javi, I'll see you out there. Javi Young, youngsbicycleshop.com. Don't even hesitate. Trust me, you'll be so happy working with him. Thank you, Javi. Thank you, everyone.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.